Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us, as she is each and every Friday, is our own party girl. I mean, she's the person that goes all over the greater Des Moines Metro and has FUN fun, and she's here to clue you in on it. The lovely and multi-talented Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So this has been birthday week
for you. It has been birthday week.
We heard all about it last week. So far, you've been able to hold it in?
I have, yeah. I mean, I just keeps extending and extending.
You know, my bride has birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
You should work into that.
I think I should take Georgie's lead and go with that.
All right. So, you know, outside of Pokemon Go, is there anything else happening in Des Moines?
I don't think so.
Have you played yet? I have.
I mean, I'm level 18. I'm taking over gyms all over the metro, everywhere. I own them.
Here's what I'm afraid of, and I said this yesterday, or Wednesday, as a matter of fact. I'm afraid that somebody's going to be so interested in their screen, they're just going to walk into traffic. That would be bad.
Yeah, that might be. But, I mean, look at the good it's doing. Look at the sculpture park and how many people are coming out every night to hang out.
You look right across, right now, as a matter of fact, there's people wandering around over there in the sculpture park.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. Hot spot out there.
It is.
Yeah, we caught a Snorlax out there.
Did you?
We sure did.
Okay, well, all right. Clearly, I'm not in the loop. All right, well, what's going on this weekend?
All right, okay, this first one sounds pretty cool. Only because I'm not really sure if you're going to watch the racing or you're supposed to bring your own car to race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, auto racing at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. This is tonight until 9 p.m., $10. It opened at 4:30, so just go there right now. You go and you sign in, it says, to race. So I'm thinking you can race with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I mean, doubt it though.
Yeah, you can watch for like $25, but yeah.
Tonight,
go,
right now.
Yeah, this is tonight right now. Go race at the Iowa State Fair.
Or go watch.
Or go watch. Yes. Yeah, right. But that would be really cool if you could race. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Probably not, but maybe a liability thing. But I'm going to go try. I'm just going to bring my car, bring the RAV4, and sign up and see if they'll let me race. Right. Yeah.
Put your helmet on.
Yeah, they didn't really, state that very clearly, but that's all right. I'm going to go try.
All right. Okay. Why not?
Come watch me try.
And you can just point at the... at the press release and say, hey, see, look.
That's right. It says, come and pay your $10 and race.
All right, go.
And win money. Yeah, you win a $100 gift card if you win. I don't know. This sounds pretty sketchy to me. All right. Okay. Anyway, here's another one. This one is tonight also at Somerset Winery, Dinner in the Vineyard. Dinner in the Vineyard at Somerset Winery.
Just kind of hang out there amongst the grapes.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, 7 to 10, $75 a person to drink lots of wine and eat in the vineyard. What's better than that? Sounds fun to me.
And, you know, and the weather, you know, throughout the weekend is supposed to be pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why not? Go.
Perfect. Go do it. Here's one. This one is at Barnes & Noble at Jordan Creek. This is tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., so you still have time to get over there. It is Star Wars night.
Really?
Barnes & Noble. Yes.
Says, what are we doing?
Calling fans of all ages who love Wookiees, Stormtroopers, and Jedi Knights to participate in special offers, trivia, bingo, and giveaways.
Barnes & Noble out there at Jordan Creek.
Yeah, and it also says learn to play Star Wars X-Wing game event. So this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of serious Star Wars people there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never overtake Pokemon Go.
I don't think so. No. All right. Here's a good one. Jazz in July. If you haven't been to a Jazz in July event yet.
Yep. I haven't been. For son of a gun, you know. I used to go to that all the time, but I'm stuck here doing the show.
Every single day. That's right. Well, it doesn't start until 6:30. So you still got time. You can still get there. Yep. 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is tonight. This one is out on East Grand. La Placita on East Grand.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the Parranderos Latin Combo tonight. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Latin on the East Side. Woo! There you go. Jazz in
love
July.
It, love it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Go check that out. Ooh, here's a good one. Polo on the Green Family Night.
You know, I heard about this mm-hmm. last
this
week.
This one, yeah, they're doing this lots of deal. Marketing around this. Yeah. It's at the Powder River Ranch in Cumming. This is tonight from 5:30 p.m., so right now, to 9 p.m., so you still have time to get the family out there. Sounds like they're going to have a ton of family activities, face painting, pony rides, hay rack rides, zoo animals, a magician.
Are they going to play polo?
Well, I think the polo match is tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But this one is the family night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was confused.
It's for charity. I forget what charity it's for, but it's a good event. And
polo's tomorrow.
And polo's tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Tonight is family night. Bounce House is face painting. Awesome. Yeah. Go take the family. Fun stuff. $20. Ages 12 and under are free.
Go.
Go do it for a good cause. I don't know what the cause is, but I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. The cause could be old retired disc jockeys or something
sure,
like that.
Sure, why not?
Works.
Ooh, okay, here's a good one. Okay. You're not going to believe this.
I probably
but
won't.
But it's actually happening.
When?
Okay, this weekend at the Temple Theater, the Naked Magic Show.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, this is a family-oriented program.
Well, not this one.
Oh, okay.
Not this program. Maybe this program.
The Naked
mm-hmm.
Magic Show?
Yeah, yep. Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 5 p.m. and
so
8
tonight.
P.m.
Mm-hmm. Tonight.
Yep. Tonight and tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
Yep, three shows at the Temple Theater. Yeah, I don't think there's much that I need to explain, but it's going to be magic.
Magic.
And they're going to and they're going to be naked performing magic.
You know what would really be cool?
What's that?
If the audience had to be naked as well. That would be kind of worth the price of admission.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, but...
you know, I mean, they if you really want to
mm-hmm.
get a crowd, you know, audience members must be naked.
See, I think that would distract. I mean, that would, I don't know, that would deter.
Lots of folks would be there.
Lots of folks would be there. Okay.
It's hot out. You
know. Right. Okay. Well, yeah. So this is going to happen and I'm going to go see it. So
of course you are.
I sure am. Why wouldn't
keep
I see
keep your dress on.
Keep it on. I'll try. All right. Here's another one. You know how much I like the murder mysteries. Here's
yes.
a wine dinner and murder mystery. At
everything that you would ever want to have.
Wine dinner and murder mystery.
There you go.
This not is murder, made just for murder you. Mystery. It is made for me. This is at the Tassel Ridge Winery. They have one show tonight and one tomorrow. So if you're gonna, it starts at 6, so you'll probably miss tonight, but you can still get in for tomorrow's show. Give them a call at the Tassel Ridge Winery to reserve your spot for tomorrow night.
Wine dinner and a murder mystery.
And murder at mystery. Tassel Ridge. That sounds amazing.
Wow. It's just an endless supply of stuff to do.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Every weekend in Des Moines. Rock of Ages at the Community Playhouse.
Oh.
That's a popular one. Yeah, that is all weekend long. Many shows, Wednesday through Saturday. Yeah, rock your way through the summer with the cast of Rock of Ages. It's a little
Once
bit.
Once again, go.
Not quite my music, but.
Isn't?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe.
You should go anyway.
I'll go anyway, of course.
Celebrate your birthday. There.
Sure.
Birthday month.
Yes. Oh, here's another one. Christmas in July Moonlight Ride at 515 Brewing Company.
Yeah. I know about this.
I'm sure you do.
I do know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
This is tomorrow, 6:30 p.m.
How many miles are they doing?
You know what? I'm not sure. It did not
This just
say.
Scares the behoovits
mm-hmm.
out of me.
People drinking and riding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on if they are on the Clive Greenbelt Trail.
Mm-hmm.
That's a windy son of a gun over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, I don't think people really count their miles during this one. I think they just ride back and forth to the bars. So it's really as many miles as you want, I'm sure. But that starts out at 515 Brewing Company at 6:30 tomorrow. $25 in advance, $35 at the door to drink and ride at 515. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff.
You know, so I have sometimes, you know, stone cold sober. Sometimes mm-hmm. those trails can be a little bit spooky. But okay.
All right. Well, have fun with that. Oh, here's one of my favorites of the year. And if you haven't gone, you have to go see this. The camel, zebra, and ostrich races at Prairie Meadows. They bring in zebra, camel, and ostrich. Now,
hold on. Let me see if I can get Tom Coven from ARL on the phone here and see, see if he approves of.
Yeah, maybe not. But it's hilarious. Like, have you ever seen someone ride an ostrich?
I have seen video, yes.
You have. I mean, it's hilarious. It's really funny. Okay, so if you haven't done that, this is this Sunday at 1 o'clock. There'll be like hundreds of people.
And the cool thing about that is, you know, I think the Internal Revenue Service would classify that as tax exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much the blackjack, but for sure ostrich racing.
I bet.
Of course.
I bet. Have you seen somebody ride race a camel? I mean,
yes.
It's funny.
I've never seen it in person.
The ostriches are better. The ostriches are really funny because like their knees go backwards. It's really funny and people fall off. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on. Yeah. Moving on. Okay.
Sounds kind of like that 515
it does.
Tour. Yeah. They fall backwards.
Right. Huh. Okay. Here's another one. Another one at Somerset Winery. This one is for next week though. July 19th, adult coloring and wine. Like, can you just picture this in your head? Like, adults drinking and coloring.
Oh, okay.
Coloring, okay. Not like adult, not coloring not each other.
Coloring
a book together, drinking wine.
I was back on the Temple Theater.
Back on the Naked Magic Show.
So no, this is adults are going to be coloring.
Adults will be coloring.
On the 19th.
Yeah, like you bring a coloring book, like those adult coloring books that people are all into that I'm not into. But it would be really funny to watch people try to color after they've drank.
It would be. Stay in the lines.
Stay in the lines, yeah. Okay, well, that's July 19th, 5 p.m.
You know what else is on the 19th?
What else is on the 19th?
On Tuesday, it's Music in the Park in Windsor Heights.
In Windsor Heights, yes. That's right. Colby Park, check that out.
I will be there.
You will be there. You've been there every week.
It's just part of what I do.
It's part of what I do. Oh, okay, another one. If you're not after Colby Park, you can do this after Colby Park. The Moon Float at Gray's Lake. Yeah,
also
take a boat
on Tuesday?
Out. Also on Tuesday, yep. 8:30 to 10:30, $6, rent a boat, paddle around in the dark. We'll give you some flashlights in the moonlight. How romantic is that?
It is romantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, I've got one
you
more.
You can sing to your beloved. And, take a guitar.
Under the light of the moon.
Yes, take a guitar or a banjo.
Banjo. I'm sure all the other people around you would be lovely.
Or a violin. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
A violin. Yes. Do you know how to play a violin?
Of course not.
No, me either. Okay. Here's a really good one for Wednesday.
Take my drum set.
Take your drum set on the boat. I'd like to see you do that.
Oh, boy.
Okay. This one on Wednesday. This is the last one we have.
It's
on Wednesday. This is it. This is next week.
This is the 20th.
This is the 20th on Wednesday. This is 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This is a lunch
event.
Does
it have anything to do with wine or nakedness?
It could.
Okay, just checking.
I think you can make anything do with wine or nakedness. Okay, it's called Out to Lunch.
Oh.
And it's at the Mercy College of Health Science campus. So out there,
it's where our
downtown.
Daughter goes to school.
Yeah, nursing school. Awesome place. 6th Avenue in Des Moines. Out to Lunch. They're going to have food trucks. Out to Lunch event. Food truck event. For lunch.
At Mercy.
Wednesday at Mercy. You know, they're going to have a bunch of food trucks. They're going to have Taco Loco, Gastro Grub, Outside Scoop, all the popular ones.
Yum, yum.
Will be parked there at the Mercy College of Health Sciences on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for your eating needs.
So go find out what's going on over at Mercy College of Nursing. That's kind
of
fun.
Yeah, while you're
very
there.
Nice.
Yeah. Food
all
trucks.
Kinds of
Everyone
things.
Loves
so,
food trucks.
So you've got things going on tonight, tomorrow, probably Sunday, next Tuesday, next Wednesday.
Yeah, the ostrich races, that's Sunday. Don't
oh,
forget.
Sunday as well,
yeah? Yeah.
Naked ostrich races.
Oh, jeez. No, I think we're mixing up some of the events here.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we got to be careful. All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're
and
welcome.
Happy birthday week, month,
thanks.
Year.
Birthday
fabulous.
Year.
Yeah. All right. We got to scoot. Tyler says it is coming up on 6 o'clock. Thanks so much for hanging out with us all week long. We're the Business News Hour. Obviously, on Friday, we just kind of let our hair down, or Cheryl does anyway, and then we talk about fun things to do here in the Metro. All right, we are out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is the producer, and he's the guy running the controls to make sure the Business News Hour gets on the air. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Inside on Business is Jimmy Olson, and the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, conducted, and produced by our friend James Goodlett. You want some original music for your business videos? Get a hold of us. We'll hook you up with James. All right, have yourself a great weekend. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5:05 with the Business News Hour. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.